This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Andrew, the Nats put out a list today of all the players who are confirmed from the 2019 World Series team to come back and take part in festivities this weekend. Notably, Steven Strasburg was not on that list. I'm wondering, why come to an agreement with him recently if he's not going to be there? Or are they kind of doing a big, hey, he's not going to be announced, but maybe he'll be there and he'll surprise everyone and come out of the tunnel move? Like, what are you thinking about Strauss and whether he'll take part in the celebration?
Yeah, I think if he was going to be there, I don't think they would go about it that way. I think if he was scheduled to be there, he would be there. So I don't think he'll be there. I think that could just be a thing between maybe the timing, the way things didn't work out. Maybe it's something between the team and him. Obviously, this didn't go the way that both sides wanted it to go. Obviously, they didn't come to an agreement last year in time, so there could be maybe some animosity or some lingering feeling. So I can't speak to the exact reason why, but I wouldn't expect him there. You know, he's not on the list. I wouldn't expect a coming out of the tunnel kind of thing.
Wow. That's I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised to hear that, because then what's the point of coming to the agreement that they did like a week ago? It felt like they were beating the clock to try to make sure that he was at the event and to put out their press releases and everyone's complimenting him and slapping him on the butt. I mean, why do all that instead of just continue the stare down if he's still going to tell you to kick rocks?
I think the practical reasons, right? I mean, obviously, you have that roster spot, and you need to obviously clear that up. I know it's kind of a moving thing, but having that lingering roster spot, that obviously can be one factor in it. But yeah, it really is a good question. And who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he does pull up on Friday, and it's a whole tunnel thing. I just kind of don't see it. I obviously just think that I just kind of don't see that, and I think he would have been announced if he was going to be there. You know?
No, totally. It is a bit of a kerfuffle. Andrew, thank you as always, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Always. Dude, that would be a bummer, by the way.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of letting the air out of the sails a little bit, isn't it?
I mean, it's going to be a blast one way or the other, but that's going to be a story, and it should be a story. But I don't know. He knows way more than I do, and I'm sure he's right. I've assumed all along they're going to fire up the, what's the song? Like,
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's just going to come out of the tunnel waving his hands over his head, and everyone's going to lose their mind. If that doesn't happen, and why come together a couple weeks ago? Like, why not put the pressure on him a little more and wait it out? I don't know.
Here, here.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.